You're listening to the Who Cares News for Friday, March 20th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
So I understand today you get to stay home.
We'll have to go in and get some stuff.
I don't think you get a choice, right? I think that's the thing here in California. Everybody has to stay home unless you're...
Well, if I was still in my other job, yeah. I wouldn't.
Oh, that's right. Because you're...
I'd be at assisted living.
Yeah, so you'd have to go.
But because I don't have residence right now because we're being still not quite done being built.
Your new community.
I'm not essential.
Well, I've been saying that for years about you, but you know.
And now you can state it's a fact.
It's a fact, truth. Jack. It's a fact, Jack.
All right, I got to give a shout out to the Monterey Bay Aquarium.
So the Monterey Bay Aquarium, by the way, so those folks that don't understand, is on Cannery Row.
On Cannery Row.
Historical Cannery Row in Monterey, where John Steinbeck trod at one time.
And wrote
the
about.
Sardine factories were all the rage till they ran all the sardines out of Monterey.
Yep.
And so this is a beautiful place. I've been there. You've been there, right?
I got the good fortune to live up there for a while, and it's for me, it's God's country.
It's gorgeous.
That's where I would want to retire,
right?
Want to live, and I
love
it.
That's ever going to be a thing now, but
it's gorgeous. So the Monterey Bay Aquarium, is there? They said we're going to put out some sunshine and some happy things
because they can't have guests.
So they can't have guests, and so they have aquarium cams.
Okay.
And some days they are showing the penguins.
Yeah.
And some days are the sea otters.
That's cool.
And jellyfish.
Yeah.
And some days they're putting some meditation with it, like meditation music and meditation.
Oh wow.
With live feeds.
Huh.
And one day was an aquarium cam, and it was gorgeous. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, all the colors
today,
and everything. The kelp. Mm.
And the fish.
Yeah.
Today is the ocean.
Oh.
So it's a shot of the ocean of
Monterey. Yeah.
Isn't this gorgeous?
Look at that.
It's a section of the Monterey Bay, small section of the little tides rolling in with the rocks. And they're just doing it
Hey, you know what? Send me that link. We'll put it on our Boss Radio Facebook page.
Shout out to Monterey Bay Aquarium.
Yeah,
it's a fantastic aquarium. Whenever it opens back up, go.
Yeah, something else to look at besides reruns of The Simpsons, which is what plays in my house 24/7. I do have a bunch of TVs, baby. I can go to another room. All right, it's time for the Who Cares News. What's going on today? Anything?
OJ. Well, yeah. We got a serious, serious story.
What?
OJ Simpson is sad.
Oh, God. He's sad.
Yes. And worried and stressed out. Okay, you're going to love this story.
All right, I'm ready.
OJ Simpson is worried he won't get to golf for a while.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Say it isn't so. OJ said one of the golf courses he played at on Wednesday was closing because of the coronavirus outbreak.
Yeah,
and he didn't seem too happy about it. OJ, not happy?
Yeah, right?
Huh.
He does have a little bit of an anger management issue. We've experienced that before.
He says, I kind of understand what the golf course is doing. I'm not going to criticize them.
No,
but you know, you let guys have their own golf cart. You tell them not to, pull the pin out, I guess. You don't touch the pin. You don't really get that close to one another on a golf course.
You kind of do, but you got the caddy, and I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. He'd have to caddy himself.
Yeah. And what about the drink girl that comes around?
Yeah.
I think that's really the problem. He can't distance himself from her 6 feet and get
his
drink.
That's true.
You know?
Nor
would
he.
That's what I'm saying.
So he also mentioned that closing the golf course is, which I can understand, it's going to start hurting for some of the older guys as golf is their only exercise.
Well, that's true. But you know what? They can take a damn walk. Okay. What's the saying? Golf is a really great way to ruin a good walk.
Gentlemen only, ladies forbidden.
Yeah, right.
This is why we're discussing this story.
Why is that?
OJ also said he would lose his mind if he can't play golf for an extended period of time.
We don't want OJ to lose his mind.
No.
That's not going to end well.
We see what happens when that happens.
Right.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, no kidding.
A lot of people had a t-shirt about it.
Yeah.
He said, if you do close them, you better open up some insane asylum.
Oh, God.
Get me a bib. I know if I can't play golf for the next month, I'm going to go crazy.
We do not want OJ going crazy, okay? Okay, open the damn golf course, even if it's just for OJ.
Goodness sakes.
He's still in Las Vegas, right? Vegas is closed. Vegas is closed.
Watch out, Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas is closed.
He's going to go crazy on
Vegas.
Did
you see the moose out front?
So the new normal, late night hosts doing their shows from home.
I watched some Jimmy Fallon last night. I don't know. I watched it on YouTube. I don't know if they're actually airing these on the networks, but it's just little short things. You know, there was one where his daughters were like jumping around
climbing
while he was trying to do the monologue.
Those were cute.
Yeah. Who else is doing it?
Well, Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh yeah, Jimmy Kimmel. I haven't watched any of his.
Last night on Kimmel, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, she revealed how she's been holding up while social distancing. And shared how she's doing her part to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. According to Julia, her hand-washing method has gotten a little extreme since the pandemic.
God.
So she goes...
Sounded like an episode of Seinfeld already.
Right. So you know how your computer or your phone, you can turn it on by using your fingerprint?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've washed away my fingerprints, so that doesn't work anymore.
I think a lot of us can totally relate to that.
And her phone now recognizes her actual face instead of being all glammed up when her phone was like, who's this?
So now it knows who she is. That's good. Yeah. That's a good thing. Yeah. You never think about that, your iPhone, because it's all facial recognition now, which I kind of hate. I kind of hate, because back when you could just touch it and it would open up a text notification, you could do it like from over there on that side of, about arm's reach.
Uh-huh.
You can't do that now because you touch it and it wants to look at your damn face.
You got to pick it up.
Driving me crazy. I'm hopeful that we'll hear soon from Halle Berry that she's handling things well in the social distancing.
She's been radio silent.
She's been radio silent. I'm ready to hear from her. So, Halle.
Well, so I have to wonder about the Kardashians. Because with their selfies, they have like a selfie staff.
Maybe they're
just... Do they have to take their own selfies?
Yeah, they have to take their own selfies.
But they can't have them all like airbrushed and painted up.
Well, not unless the girls are good at doing their own airbrushing.
Oh,
I mean, at
I don't
some point
so.
They were doing it before they got famous. So, I don't know. It's just, it's eerie when there's not a lot going on in Hollywood. And there's nothing going on in Hollywood. There's no social events. There's no red carpet events. Everybody's staying home. So maybe we just watch, YouTubes.
I say thank goodness OJ said stupid things.
So we had something to talk about this morning.
We had something to talk about.
There's going
to
be a couple of mornings, I think, very soon where we're going to be looking at each other for 8 minutes and going like, huh.
We're socially distant.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
All right. We're out of here. Have yourself a relaxing weekend on the couch. I'm actually going to take my dog for a walk several times today because I think that's the only way I'm going to get out of the house, and I can legally get out of the house. So there you go. Have yourself a great weekend. See you Monday, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.